And now, broadcasting from their secret hideout, Checkpoint XP presents a show about comic books and superheroes. Robbie Landis, Joe Sloan, The Other Identity.
Welcome, true believers and ne'er-do-wells, to the secret bungalow.
I guess that's what
that's
we're
right.
going with.
Because you haven't came up with anything else.
Right, I don't have a better name than the secret bungalow.
That is sad.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And now, you know, we have our show. We have our hideout.
We do.
We also now need our superhero names.
I don't like where
which.
This is going.
Yeah, no, yours. We just in sort of the pre-show, if you will, came up with yours. You are Joe Boy.
I don't know that that's a great secret. Like I'm pretty sure people are going to figure it out.
Well, look, they don't always have to be secret identities,
right?
Right. Everyone knows who Captain America is.
Okay.
This is just your other identity, and you are the Joe Boy.
I've lived that life for a long time of having multiple identities. All right, you know what? I think I'm good. How about I'll just go by Callie on here? How about that?
Well, I mean, yes, you are obviously Callie as
right.
well, but your superhero name is the Joe Boy.
Joe Boy. Is that like? Do you spell it the same way you spell like a po' boy? Is this J O B O Y?
No, I like J O B O I.
Oh, well.
It's really bad.
There was a time in my life where that would not have been horrifically inaccurate. That's probably something I might have gone by at some point.
No.
It would have been, I probably would have been more creative. Like, I don't like the rhyme, so I'd have gone like Joy Boy or something like
Joy
that.
Joy Boy?
Yeah, that would have been.
I don't know.
J-O-I-B-O-I.
I don't know that that's much better.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
No,
better
it's
is not
really
the right
not.
Word. It's worse, actually.
Yeah,
it's just worse.
It is. I'll have to think on mine for a minute.
I'm sure you're going to wind up being like the Great Landis or something.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Landis the Great and Joe Boy from the Secret Bungalow. I don't know.
We're going to get more jokes than Batman and Robin if we go with that route.
Look, I don't think that Marvel or DC is going to pick us up, but maybe Dark Horse?
Yeah, I'm thinking more like Titan, but...
Oh, okay. Well, it's something. Welcome, guys. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it. Of course, if you were to guess what we're going to be talking about today, you'd probably be right, as the D23 Expo from this weekend, came and went, and we got all types of awesome, amazing, juicy news, including the confirmation of 3 more Disney Plus shows.
Yes, which, I mean... Every time we hear something about Disney Plus, it just further reinforces that we're buying it.
Oh, yeah.
I've never in my entire life considered investing in 3 years worth of a service. I just want to point this out. Like, there's never been something I've enjoyed enough where I'd be like, yes, absolutely, I'll invest in that for like a further 3 years. I played FF11 for 9 years, and at no point in my FF11 career would I have possibly said, yeah, I'll pay for 3 more years. No way.
Look, there's someone that I know of who's still paying for FF11. And you're right. Still, it's you. I was actually referring to Nate, but you as well.
Yeah, I believe I still am, actually.
Don't you play on like that free-to-play Nosomi server?
I think I have both, yeah.
So you're paying for the real thing and then playing on... You know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is why you're the sidekick.
Yeah.
But to your point, the 3-year deal...
Yeah.
After the D23 Expo, there's a deal going on currently, which, depending on when you're listening to this on the podcast, it may have already came and gone. But
although it was so popular that it broke the website, so they might actually extend that now.
Interesting.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah. So the deal was that if you go and sign up for a D23 account, a Disney account, whatever it is, that if you pay for 3 years upfront, which is somewhere like $170-ish.
My friend did it. He said it cost him $140.
There you go. $140, and it comes out to you paying $4 a month.
Yeah.
For
it's
Disney
like,
Plus.
It's like $380, I think, is like how the math works out.
That's
like
not
that.
Bad.
No, that's great.
Really, really good.
And if you already like the problem is the Hulu thing, right?
Yes.
That's where the struggle point is, mm-hmm. because if you pay for Hulu already, it's still probably better just
cheaper
to
for
do
you.
The combo.
Yeah, because I think that my Hulu, I'm paying $12.99 for it right now.
Right.
And if I decide to get the bundle that comes out, I'll be paying
$12.99 Yeah.
For Hulu with ads.
Yes.
Disney Plus so, and ESPN
that's
Plus.
The thing. It's how much can you stomach the advertisements. Now, I don't watch a ton of Hulu.
We're 90s kids. We grew up on ads. It's not that big a deal to me.
Right. That's the thing. Like, I grew up on ads, and I don't watch a ton of Hulu. Like, if I was binging series every weekend on Hulu, yeah, then maybe you make the investment to not have to deal with the ad. It's like Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if I binge stuff so regularly on Netflix, I don't want to have to deal with advertising on there. But for Hulu, I don't know. And then you get the ESPN Plus, which it doesn't mean a lot to a ton of people. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you're, as we're seeing more esports beginning to appear on ESPN Plus and the other kinds of ESPN services.
There may come a time.
That might not be a horrible thing to have down the line either. So, yeah, I think that $12.99 a month bundle is still where I'm going. Even though part of me want... How sick are we as a society where my part of me wants to have say, like, yes, I've invested in 3 years of Disney Plus.
Wow. No.
How have they instilled that level of marketing into my brain?
That's not something that I I want to admit to. Like, admitting to that isn't going to, like, bring me pride or anything.
I don't know. Like, I feel like Disney just has, like...
It does say something about Disney and Marvel that somewhere within you're prideful of the fact that you may do that, because on the opposite side of the coin, you paid for what, 2 to 3 months of DC Universe. How does that make you feel?
I still have DC
Universe. Oh man, how does that make you feel?
no worse than having FF11 still makes me feel.
All right,
but
fair
although
enough.
You know, I still watch things on DC Universe.
Did you watch the Swamp Thing?
You know what? That one I haven't seen yet. But I have been watching, like, all the DC movies that come out. I've watched them on DC Universe.
Did you finish Titans?
No. I did just finish Young Justice, which
okay.
is
all right.
outstanding.
You know, the new trailer for Titans Season 2 is out.
Oh.
Yeah, with Superboy and Crypto.
How are you feeling about that?
I didn't like actually.
We did a couple episodes dedicated to Titans.
I didn't like watch it. Like, as I'm scrolling Twitter, like, I kind of like went by it and like saw a few frames with no sound of it and just like, ugh. No.
Yeah. Now, it does have that Harley Quinn series coming in October.
It does.
And
it
that
does.
Looks outstanding.
It does. It
I'm,
sure
I'm
does.
Pretty excited for that. But yeah.
All right. So I'm going to let you pick, Joe Boy. Do you want to start with Ms. Marvel, She-Hulk, or Moon Knight first?
I want to go Ms. Marvel, Moon Knight, She-Hulk.
End with She-Hulk. All right.
That's
so, Ms. Marvel is probably the one that I'm excited for all of them, but Ms. Marvel is the one is the safest one. And what I mean by that is I think that Ms. Marvel is the one that will absolutely do great, right? Like I think that given the track record of the MCU, that's the one that I expect to
do the best.
To do well, right?
I would disagree. I don't think
really
that's not the one that I picture doing the best. I think Ms. Marvel will do fine. I think the character has established herself. She's well liked enough. Carol Danvers has a good secure spot as Captain Marvel, so you don't really have to like be concerned about that. Kamala Khan is. I think she's gotten to the point. She's interesting enough. She's done well enough in the comics. I think she'll do fine. But I don't think, like, when I say I think someone else will do better, I don't think it's because, like, this character is going to fail. I just think the other person will do well.
And it is possible, too, that either of these other two could end up being better as well. But when looking at the three properties on their face, I feel like Ms. Marvel is the one that's going to be more readily... that they'll be able to transfer that to the screen a lot easier. When you look at something like Moon Knight and when you look at something like She-Hulk, you know, a lot of people either don't know or forget that She-Hulk had this penchant for like breaking through the fourth wall, kind of Deadpool-esque.
She was,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if they decide to also take that sort of aspect of it and translate it to the screen, I'm not sure how that will end up going. Would she just end up being another Deadpool?
Right.
Or
so She-Hulk is who I feel will do the best of the three.
Okay.
I don't think they would go the Deadpool route with her, especially not having just gotten the rights to Deadpool back. You have a character to do that.
Do you just ignore that aspect of her history then?
I do.
I don't think I'd be upset about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either. I do think they ignore the fourth wall breaking thing. Because remember, the her being that fourth wall breaking character was in a lot of times kind of a tongue-in-cheek almost jab at the idea of a female lead in a book.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the reason that she was allowed to break the fourth wall a lot of the times was more of a more of a jab at having a female superhero leading a book.
You know, there are some people that consider that part of her power.
That she's aware of the...
Yeah, that she's just aware that she's in a comic book.
I guess we're seeing that with the X-Men storyline going on right now, right? Where the one character, her power, her mutation, mm-hmm. is that she's aware of all of their timelines.
All the different canons and whatnot.
Yeah, I guess. I think She-Hulk is a interesting character. I mean, the lawyer aspect is very interesting. We've seen that done with great success with characters like Matt Murdock before. Mm-hmm. We know that can be done. And the kind of the more controlled Hulk, but she is always... part Hulk, mm-hmm. you know, is very interesting.
Right. Well, and to your referencing Matt Murdock and Daredevil, one of the reasons that I am now cautious about Moon Knight is that Disney Plus, two things that they said. The first is that there are going to be no R-rated films or movies or anything on Disney Plus, which is fine because they have Hulu for that,
yeah,
technically. But also that Moon Knight is not going to be as dark as what Daredevil and the Punisher was. And, I mean, Moon Knight's whole premise and mythos is... pretty dark begin with.
It's not the best. All
right.
We're getting away from Ms. Marvel.
We are.
Marvel
so
here.
Bring us back to Ms. Marvel, though. The only, I don't want to say issue, but the only sort of curiosity I have is how they're going to handle her origin, because she's an Inhuman. She goes through Terra Genesis.
She does. She does to get the Terrigen gas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
now,
you're right.
Now, technically, S.H.I.E.L.D. is still canon. I don't know that they have... actually came out and said the Inhumans aren't canon,
okay.
right? But Ms. Marvel could actually serve as not to retcon everything, but to sort of do a soft reset on introducing the Inhuman element.
So do you, if it's your decision, if you're in charge, mm-hmm. do you say, okay, yep, she is our chance at, you know, bringing the Inhumans in and kind of fixing maybe what's done with the Inhumans past? Or do you call her the first mutant?
I don't think that I would call her the first mutant, no, because I think that's the X-Men thing. And I think that you're going to be able to do that on screen in whatever phase you end up bringing the X-Men in. What I think you do is take a page from the Netflix series books, right? Her first series, maybe don't even really touch a whole lot on her origin. She already has her powers, very similar to what they did with Spider-Man and Peter Parker.
Right.
Right?
Right. She's been Ms. Marvel now for a period of time.
Exactly. And through, maybe you can drop hints of it through the first season, but then maybe when the second season comes back around, you know, you have a story arc or a plot arc that sort of goes back and explores how it happened to her a little bit more. But I wouldn't even worry about trying to use her to then establish the Inhumans, right? You can maybe loosely kind of harken back to some events that happened in S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. and just now just put out to the fact that, yes, Inhumans are a thing. You know, they're not super widespread.
Right.
But they do exist, and she happens to be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a route you can go with it.
You know, keep the focus on Ms. Marvel, though, not on the Inhuman storyline.
Yes, and that is the key, because at the end of the day, I think your average comic book fan... maybe not your average comic fan, but your average Marvel fan at this point does not know or care who the Inhumans are. Mm-hmm. When you try to describe the Inhumans, they go, so the X-Men? And to be fair, they exist because they lost the rights to the X-Men mm-hmm. at one point. So I think if you're going to go that route, it's much better just to call her Ms. Marvel. She is Ms. Marvel, and say, yes, she's a superhero. She's not the only one to suddenly get powers. Let's look at the Avengers.
Right.
There's a bunch of them who just
it happens
got powers.
Now. We're at the point now within the MCU mythos, in the lore, you know, between the Sokovia Accords and everything. Superpowered people happen.
Right.
They do.
It's a thing. Exactly. You can't just have the world be like, oh my God, that
yes.
person has superpowers.
Let's stop worrying about why and, you know, just focus on the stories that are being told here. We've also been told by Kevin Feige, too, that Ms. Marvel will also appear in the movies.
Yes, which is good.
Which is great. Looking at the lineup of movies that we have right now, I don't think she starts off in the movies. I think our first introduction to her will be through her series, because you're not going to put her in Black Widow, because that's taking
right.
place in some weird
times. Do we have a time frame on her series launching? Is it 2020? Early 2020?
I don't know that they gave us any other details for those three just beyond
other than it's coming.
That they're
okay.
coming. So
okay.
we're probably looking at 2021, 2022 even.
Okay.
So it's a ways off, but yeah, I don't see her coming up in Black Widow or the Eternals. Thor's a toss-up depending on where it takes place. I mean, right, well, it could be on so Earth. It could be back up in the cosmos.
I mean, Thor is definitely a possibility on the grounds of because we know that Natalie Portman's character is likely on Earth. So it'll at least feature Earth at some point.
At some point, but, you know, she was featured heavily in Dark World, and how much of that took place on Earth.
Yeah. I mean, Doctor Strange would be a possibility, but it doesn't seem quite right. Doesn't seem quite right in a horror Doctor Strange movie.
Exactly. Not at least not in this Doctor Strange. So, you know, if she were to come first into a movie...
Black Panther 2 would be a possibility?
If the Namor rumors are true, I don't
probably
know. Why does that bring you...
I mean... I think you're thinking the same thing I am. The first team up film is the place to do it, mm-hmm. right? And that'll have given her time for her maybe two seasons of her show to have aired at that mm-hmm. point, and then she can show up there. That would make sense to me. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the first team up film. I mean, you might hear her referenced in other movies, like
possibly.
Oh yeah, you know, like when they talk about like, oh, so yeah, some girl on the West Coast who can, you know, extend her arms out or something like that, and everyone will be like, oh, hey, they're talking about Miss Marvel.
Yep. So look, we'd love to know what you guys hear. Where do you think the best place to introduce Miss Marvel into the greater MCU movies are, and are you looking forward to her show? Thank you, everybody, for joining us here at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. If you happen to be catching us live, if you're catching us on the podcast, you should head over to our Twitch channel, give us a follow, make sure those notifications are turned on, and come and join us during the live show so that you can give us your feedback in the chat. So, Moon Knight.
Yeah.
This is the one
that scares me.
I'm most worried about because the fact that they want to stay... first of all, I don't think that he needs to be R-rated. That's fine, right? But the fact that they're not willing to make it at least as dark as what we got with the Daredevil in the Punisher, when I think of something less dark than that, I picture Arrow.
See, yeah, because like Daredevil and Punisher, very good. I'm trying to picture what a more PG-13 version of those shows look like. And I'm not sure I like what I'm picturing.
Because Moon Knight's a weird, fucked up dude.
I've got his origin up. You want to go for the origin
go
of Moon
for
Knight
it. Let's
for those
do
who
it.
Don't know? Because I got to tell you, before very recently...
You probably had no idea who he was.
I'd seen his comics and went like, how come that guy looks like he's in the Klan? Not a fan of that costume. It's not a great look. It's a very problematic look in 2019. Norris is over there losing
man.
His mind.
Oh,
all right. Here is the origin of Moon Knight, a.k.a. Mark Spector. Born in Chicago, Illinois, Mark Spector is a Jewish-American rabbi's wayward son. As an adult, Spector has been a heavyweight boxer before becoming a U.S. Marine afterwards. He left the United States military to become a mercenary. He later becomes a strong and skilled combatant and befriends the French pilot Jean-Paul Duchamp, whom he affectionately calls Frenchie. While working for the African mercenary Raoul Bushman in Egypt, the group stumbles upon an archaeological dig whose crew includes Dr. Peter Alron and his daughter. Not even going to try that. The dig has had uncovered an ancient temple where artifacts included a statue of the Egyptian moon god Khonshu. Intent on looting the dig, Bushman kills Dr. Alron. In response to his murder, Spectre challenges Bushman to personal combat and is defeated by Bushman and left to die in the sub-zero temperatures of the desert night. However, the Egyptians who worship the ancient gods find Spectre and carry him to their temple. Helpless before the statue, his heart stops. Khonshu appears to him in a vision, offering Spectre a second chance at life if he becomes the god's avatar on Earth. So he's an Egyptian deity.
Wow. I
did not know that.
I didn't know that either because my reference to Moon Knight is from the Ultimate Timeline.
Oh, okay.
Which is a bit darker as well. And in that, you know what? You're right. Going off of that, I could see them doing
that actually
something.
Has a much more like
something.
A possible PG-13
sure.
story.
In the Ultimate Timeline, he's trying to, get some sort of dirt on the Kingpin or something like this, like to take him down, and he's murdered as a result and basically left in a dump. But he didn't actually die, and he has some schizophrenic problems with like different personalities that come out at different times. So Mark Spector is one of them. The Moon Knight is another one of them. And I think that one of them might even be a serial killer as well.
Ooh.
And he has to grapple with all of these different sort of personalities trying to do different things. And it's a very, very dark take. And so, you know, knowing that from the Ultimate timeline and then being like, yeah, you know, we don't want to do something dark. I'm like, how?
Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty difficult based on that story. Mm-hmm. According to this, he becomes a crime fighter. He creates a silver cloaked costume based on the silver shroud.
Oh, it's and becomes silver.
Yeah,
not white.
It is silver as a and becomes the Moon Knight, a.k.a. the Fist of Khonshu.
Okay.
So, I mean,
interesting.
That story, I'm scrolling down to like see like in the more modern tellings of it. Because, like, yeah, in the Moon Knight Volume 4, this picture, he's got the Wolverine claws going on. That looks pretty wild. He's had a lot of volumes. He's had 6 different incarnations.
Wow.
Yeah, right? His 6th volume was released as the part of the all-new, all-different Marvel a couple years back with author Jeff Lemire. In this series, Mark Spector wakes up in a mental health institute with no recollection of his past or how he got there. The staff, led by Dr. Emmett, seems to have supernatural powers and thwart Mark's attempts to recover his past. He meets fellow inmates Gina, Marlene, Frenchie, and Bertrand Crawley, but sees Moon Knight on TV, then begins to question his sanity.
Mm, yeah.
That's
see?
Interesting. And, that's see, and darker.
Exactly.
But that story, you could also do PG-13,
I mean, yeah, probably. I think maybe just going into this, we have to kind of let go of any preconceptions that maybe we had and just let and hope Marvel does something, you know, new and different. Sort of like with the Guardians, right? Wasn't really sure what to expect with that.
Trash Panda TV in our Twitch chat over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP asking, did they use him into the Spider-Verse? I don't remember
Moon Knight
being
no.
into the Spider-Verse.
No, I don't know if maybe
I think it's Spider-Man Noir?
Yeah, I think he might be conflating Moon Knight, Silver Shroud, Spider-Man Noir, which is a lot of mental gymnastics to jump through, but no, he was not
into
Spider-Verse.
I don't think he was in that one.
Yeah.
Apparently, they make a lot of people make comparisons between him and Batman.
I can
see that.
Sort of see it, right, because the martial arts, I think that Spectre was also at least in the Ultimate timeline, he was richer as well. So
Trash Panda TV is saying he was thinking of Miles' uncle, which
the
I can
Prowler?
The Prowler, but I like from the costume I can definitely see that
what?
Comparison. I mean it's purple instead of silver, but that costume is pretty similar.
Moving on. but yes, look, I think that maybe just going in with no expectations, Moon Knight will probably be fine.
Yeah. I mean, fine is probably the word for it.
Yeah. So we'd love to know what you guys think. Remember, you can connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. So finally, let's talk a little bit more about She-Hulk. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about her sort of fourth wall breaking thing. They could probably just
leave that out.
Yep. Right. So the other part that I'm wondering about is, again, comes down to her origin, right? Because in older comic books, you know, when she was created, the idea that, oh, you know, Bruce, your cousin needs blood transfusion. Yeah, sure. Oh, now she's the She-Hulk, right? But the MCU nowadays is obviously, it's a bit more realistic. Yes, still superhero, so there is some fantasy and some fiction to it. But I don't see Bruce going, oh, my cousin's dying and needs my blood that's infused with gamma radiation and the Hulk, which I hate being and only have just recently managed to find some peace with.
Right.
Sure, let me pump that into her veins.
Yeah, I don't foresee Banner being willing to give his blood for a donation to anybody. That said, I could see, because they are related, if it was that or she dies, I'm not sure Banner also has it in him to sentence someone to death.
No, so it's like she'll die if I don't. She might if I do. But see, I also feel like with the way that he struggled with the Hulk, part of him might also be like, what I struggle with is worse than death.
He might.
I'm not going to curse her with that.
He might. However, I do feel like, I'll tell you what, if they go this route, it would be very interesting to watch. I would actually want to see, like, if they go that route, I want to see that on screen. I want to see Mark Ruffalo struggle with that decision, because I feel like in the moment, because it's easy to say, like, oh, this curse is terrible. You know, I wouldn't give it to anybody else. But in that moment of watching someone you love die, it's not so easy then to say, I'm sorry, I have to let you die.
Yeah,
that's got to be tough.
I feel like there's also no way that you could, like, like it could mistakenly happen. Like if he's unconscious and the paramedics are like, well, they're related. He has the blood. You're not going to take blood from an unconscious person as well.
Right.
So,
you can't actually.
Exactly. So like I think that's probably what I'm most curious about is, first of all, how the origin is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then you had mentioned that when she turns into She-Hulk, like that's her permanent form. She doesn't like Hulk out. Like she can't transform back and forth between human and She-Hulk.
I mean, I don't want to say if that's always been the case for her, but the She-Hulk comics that I read, mm-hmm. she's just always She-Hulk.
Interesting. I actually did not know.
Yeah. Following an injury, Walters receives an emergency blood transfusion from her cousin Bruce Banner and acquired a milder version of his Hulk condition. As such, she becomes a large, powerful, green-hued version of herself while still largely retaining her personality.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, she retains her intelligence and emotional control, although like Hulk, she still becomes stronger if enraged. In later issues of the comics that her transformation is permanent.
Okay. So
I must have read later She-Hulk comics, but yeah, when I used to read She-Hulk, she was always like that.
What does this show look like to you? Is this Law and Order, the MCU?
To me, this is the one I think more even than Ms. Marvel. This is the one I want to be fun. This series should be just fun. It should be a little ridiculous. I'm not saying fourth wall breaking, but it like She-Hulk is a lawyer. Like, that's insane on its face, and I love it, and I want to see that. Like,
what could you liken it to as far as, like, the tone that you would want out of it?
If...
Like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah, I was thinking, like, if Scrubs was a law show instead of a medical drama, I guess, like, that's kind of what I would picture.
Oh, I don't know
I want it to be fun. Or, I'll tell you what, a better, I don't know why I'm using medical shows, but House. House was a show that had some serious moments and had some really fun moments.
Okay.
I wouldn't hate that show.
Is it serialized?
Yeah, I think so. Every episode a different case, maybe?
Oh, I don't know that I don't know if I like that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
See, this I've got really like when I think of She-Hulk, and I only have the comics that I used to read as a reference, it was always very tongue in cheek. It was always very fun.
How do you tie that into the greater MCU? And not necessarily saying that what happens in the She-Hulk series has to have ramifications in the movies, but if she exists in that sort of tone and that sort of show,
How can she be in a movie later on?
How does she act in the movie? I feel like it's the exact same thing they're struggling with Deadpool right now.
Right, it's how to incorporate him in. I mean, it's tough to say, right? I think She-Hulk is meant to be a fun character. It's going to be this. I mean, however they manage to bring in someone like Daredevil, like if they bring in Matt Murdock, I would love if she worked for Matt Murdock. I would love this show to be Phoenix Wright in the MCU. I would be really into that. But overall, I see your point. It's really hard to then put that into the MCU unless it's, you know, again, a situation like the attack on New York. When that happened, well, there's no reason a character like She-Hulk couldn't have been involved in the attack on New York. I don't think she's carrying her own movie mm-hmm. doing that shtick.
Right.
Of course not. But you know, the next time we've got the end of Endgame with all the portals opening up, and is She-Hulk part of the battle? Absolutely, I think so.
Okay, well, it's really interesting. I'm not sure whether or not as we start to get other Disney Plus shows, if that will help us begin to form better opinions or predictions or not. Because, I mean, everything else that we've seen or that we know of, WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier,
right?
Even the Loki series, like those make sense in my head because I feel like we've already seen, you know, little bits of them.
Well,
in the shows,
all of those have had their premises set up.
Well, and their characters we know
right.
as well.
But
so.
Even like what the show is going to be covering, like we know Loki's show is based off of what happened in Endgame. Mm-hmm. We know WandaVision is based off what happened in Infinity War. Like we've had the context established for us. These are new characters coming in that are going to have relatively new stories. Like, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm sure some of them will tie back to the MCU. I would not be surprised if we find out that the reason Ms. Marvel has her powers is something that has already happened.
Mm-hmm. No, it's Terra Genesis.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they go a whole different route with it.
No, the Terra Genesis crystals fell into the water and they dissolved and the fish gobbled them up and then the fish got turned into fish oil. So then when people ate enough of the fish oil supplements, it eventually triggered Terra Genesis.
Okay. Just her, though?
No, it happened all throughout Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Lots of people. It was happening to lots of people.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I guess I should have watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes. As I've told you multiple times before, it's on Netflix.
Oh, So the whole thing's on Netflix,
except
now.
For the most recent season, and that's the whole thing is on Netflix.
Most recent season is Hulu.
The last four episodes. Yeah. So, okay,
but I can watch everything.
You need
up to
then. Get caught up.
It's
that's right.
Five seasons,
I believe so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's so terrible. Yeah. Do that. But anyway, yeah. Well, look, we're gonna have to wait years now
before we actually get
anything. So it'll be interesting, but I'm looking forward to it, and definitely looking forward to, you know, what else we get out of this. You know, we also got a confirmed date in 2023, I believe, or 2022 for Black Panther 2.
Yep.
We also got confirmation of a animated show, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Yes.
Which is going to be awesome.
That comic is ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah, and Lawrence Fishburne is a producer on that.
Morpheus,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot to look forward to, man. So, it's exciting times, but that's going to do it here for us on The Other Identity, guys. Thank you so much for checking out, for downloading, or for following wherever it is that you followed. Of course, we encourage you to follow everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, that's Checkpoint XP. Twitch.tv, that's Checkpoint XP. And Instagram, which is Checkpoint_XP. Joe, take us away.
Will Moon Knight be rated PG? Will Bruce Banner become a blood donor? Find out next time. Same Twitch time, same Twitch channel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.